Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, whatever Wednesday coming up this hour, we have a mission, a challenge, a triple dog dare for Justin coming up in about 20 minutes.
Ooh, triple dog dare.
He has no idea what's happening. Okay. And this is compliments of Jenna's novio.
Yes.
El Jefe Fabuloso.
El Jefe Fabuloso.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's great.
Good. Yeah.
He's
still making you that coffee in the morning?
Yeah.
Stud.
Yeah. He is. He's really... I was like, where'd you come from? You're so nice.
Jenna finally gave in. She's like, just do it. Just do everything for me. It's hard when you've been doing it yourself for so long that now finally you got some guy that's like, I'll do it.
It is.
Yesterday, I
was going to my little sister's basketball game. He's like, I'll go. I'm like...
Yeah.
Really?
That's what boyfriends do, Jenna.
Okay.
We go.
I love it. I love doing errands together.
Yeah. Grocery store, all that good stuff.
Car inspections.
Wait, you guys do the car inspections
car
together?
Inspections never been so romantic.
Oh, wow. Awesome. All right. Speaking of love, let's get to love letters to Kelly this morning, brought to you by Ring.
I am very afraid of having the most boring Ring device in the world.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Nobody comes to my door.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ever. But if they do, I will be ready. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. And you probably already know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere, because Ring helps you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world. So if there is a package delivery, if you have that surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and be able to see, hear, and speak to them from your phone, because Ring devices have this HD video and two-way audio feature on Ring devices. Now, as a member of Kid Nation, we have a special Ring offer for the Ring Starter Kit available right now with a video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. The Starter Kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. And you can add to it. That's what I love about these things. Like, you can just start off with one or two cameras. You say, hey, I need this area over here covered. You can just go back to Ring.com. Boom. Add another camera right over there. Go to Ring.com/kid. That's Ring.com/KIDD.
Get yourself one of those rings. And from people trying to get the Ring doorbell to people trying to get the ring on the finger.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the love expert, Kelly Raspberry.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am in love and dating someone for the last 6 months. Oh. Within weeks of dating, he told me he loved me. And I've fallen for him also, but just not as quickly as he fell for me. Now he keeps bringing up marriage. He hasn't popped the question yet. I get nervous when he brings up weddings or moving in with him, so I change the subject whenever he brings it up. I don't want to seem too eager. I don't want to jinx it, but I don't want him to think I'm not interested. I keep remembering what Alan told you. The more you bring up marriage, the longer it will take for him to propose. This would be my first proposal and first marriage for that matter, so I'm excited but also nervous. Is that normal? And how can I become more comfortable discussing our future? Rachel.
Well, I mean... I don't know what I can say to calm your nerves about that. It's exciting, and some people do move at faster pace than others, and so he's just a little bit further along in that journey than you are. And you just need to play catch up a little bit. So I guess just humor him while he's daydreaming at this point.
It'll slow down, right?
How do you tell people to calm their nerves? If you're madly in love with him and it's just a natural progression, I mean, just allow yourself to enjoy this time, because, you know, 10 years from now, it's going to be way different in your relationship.
Right.
This is fun, you know.
What do you do, though, when things move so fast and you're kind of like, I'm into it, but...
You say that. Say, I'm into it, but slow, you know, just slow down just a little bit, honey, you know.
Because it can scare someone away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a little much, but, I mean, other than just saying, you know, tap the brakes a little bit, honey, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
I can't make you not have nervousness. I don't know how to get that away from you. Just be, okay, be confident in the feelings you have and the love you have, and this man is so excited to be with you. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
To have a man that's anxious to marry you and you don't have to drag him and say, it's been 5 years. Let me tell you about these other letters I get from girls waiting for 5 and 7 and 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally puts a ring on it just to shut you up, and we still haven't set a wedding date. You know, you've got the opposite problem, which... doesn't sound like a problem to a lot of women.
You got the guy that says, when you know, and it seems like he knows.
The switch goes off in a guy's head.
It's like he knows. He's like, this is it.
Player, 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 player. Ding! Okay, ready to settle it down.
Did they say how old they are in the letter, Jenna?
No.
That might have something that, you know, also. you know.
Yeah.
It's okay to fall head over heels quickly, but is it an immature love or a you know?
Is it lust or is it love?
Yeah, right.
That's
been 6 months though.
Yeah,
right. Six months.
That's a good marker, right?
That's a great marker.
That's a great
marker. You start saying "I love you."
Yes, absolutely.
Around there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just feel it out.
Chill. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a high school student. Alyssa wrote us and says, and I like two guys in my class. But they both have girlfriends, and we're all really close. Uh-oh. My school does Valentine's Day crushograms and secret admirer candy bags, all completely anonymous. I want to give each of them one, but I don't want anyone to find out. I think the two guys already know I like them, but what should I do? Should I go ahead and just do it?
Well.
Oh, man.
I
nobody will
it.
Find out. It's anonymous.
No, you're gonna tell somebody.
You're gonna end up.
You think so?
All
yeah,
your
you're
friends.
Gonna tell somebody. And can you imagine those poor guys when they get anonymous Valentines? The girls that like them would be like, "Who's giving you those Valentines?"
Their girlfriends
cause trouble there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful and it's fun to have crushes. I wish you'd just be crushing on somebody who was available. That's my only thing. And there's not really a lot of harm that can come out of sending an anonymous crusher green. We had those.
Yeah.
They were mums in our school. You paid a dollar and they would deliver mums to people. And yeah. Some people would get 6 or 7 mums and I get none. You know? And so then the next year I learned I would at least send them to my girlfriends didn't.
I thought you were going to
send yourself some mums.
Yeah. No, or I'd send them to. That'd be really
which is fine.
Mum yourself.
Some people
but
did
I'd
that.
I'd send them to my girlfriend so at least they would have a mom. And I think a girlfriend did that for me as well.
Because you want to receive something.
Well, there's so much peer pressure when these things happen at school. My heart breaks for those kids.
I know.
Because while it's fun, and the school wants to do something fun, you got to think about the kids that get nothing.
Yeah.
Well, she has two people she wants to give it to. I would think more of a treat people how you want to be treated. Like, how would she feel if she was the girlfriend and another girl was trying to get in there?
I know. That's a great thing.
Because you can wait it out.
It's fun to have crushes. Yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't waste a lot of time and energy and money on unrequited love.
Because are these people going to get married, Kelly?
Probably not.
Is it one of those relationships, based on statistics in high school, is probably going to end here soon?
Yeah, probably.
And so one of you guys is going to be available. Just wait it out.
The sweetest thing you could do is if there's a guy in your class that you know he's a good guy, mm-hmm. he's just a little, maybe I'm putting it in quotes, nerdy for lack of a better term.
Which is good. Nerdy's good.
And just kind of quiet. To send somebody like him an anonymous Valentine.
Make his day.
That would be a sweet, beautiful gesture.
Yeah.
To send those, take that energy you have to send to these guys who already have girlfriends.
Right.
Who are going to be sending them crushograms. Send to some people that you know could really.
That's a good way.
Day.
Even if it's not about love.
Just
about brightening somebody's day. Making somebody smile.
And then when one of these breaks up, then you move in.
Yeah, and then make you move, girl.
Make that move, girlfriend.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Or you'll end up being the person that says happy birthday, writing happy birthday, Hottie, on your own car.
That's big Al right there.
Aww.
Dear
Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Similar problem, different circumstances. I've been talking, dating this guy since October. We've talked a lot via text, over the phone, and hung out quite a few times, and even train at the gym together. He's a personal trainer. I thought at last a guy that isn't a creep. Until this past week.
Mm.
I recently had a girl that I know from high school, I might add. She friended me on Facebook. And upon looking at her about me, I found out that she was in a relationship with, yep, you guessed it, the guy that I've been dating.
Oh, no.
Not only are they in a... Not only are they in a relationship, but she moved in with him. There were no indications that she was in a relationship on any of his social media, and there were no obvious red flags. Needless to say, I feel sick to my stomach about the whole situation and feel so stupid for not finding out sooner. Nothing physical, besides kissing, has happened between us, but cheating is cheating, and it's been going on for months. Okay. I've been in the same situation as this girl, and in my situation, the other woman told me what was going on. Should I let all of this go by blocking him on everything, move to a different gym, and let the girl find out what kind of guy he is on her own? Or should I tell her? Kelly, please help. That's from Miranda.
She was in.
You've listened to these before, Miranda. You've heard me say, don't go to the other one. That's just my my thing. I would go to him and say, look,
I know
you're a dog. You need to fix this. Don't ever call me again. I am blocking you. Just doing it without telling him what's going on, that's not effective enough in my
Scare
opinion.
Him a little bit by saying, hey, I found out.
You need to watch your step. I found out you're a cheater. It's only a matter of time before she finds out you're a cheater. Don't ever call me again. And yeah, and then move on from that. I'm not really big on approaching the other woman. We just talked to a woman last week who did that.
Yeah.
And it backfired on her because the girl stayed.
Yep.
The woman stayed with the guy.
And then she ended up dating the friend.
Yeah.
Which made it awkward.
I mean, a man can talk his way out of a lot of stuff, and then you're the odd woman out. So, I don't know.
I agree.
A lot of people disagree with me on that. Go to the woman, but...
Well, then you put yourself in the middle of something you don't want to be involved in.
Yeah.
You just take yourself out of the equation, but let him know.
You don't know how much crazy somebody has when you tell him something.
Let him know why you're doing that, because you caught it.
And he's going to call... They're going to call you crazy, probably.
Yeah, he'll turn it around on you somehow. But you found out, at least.
Tell him and then block him and move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I want to ask you about my ex. He is still tweeting at me, not particularly nice things, 2 years after our breakup from a 2-year relationship. I've been trying to move on from him, but we had such a passionate relationship, it's been difficult. I officially got off Twitter because seeing those tweets was not doing me any good. I logged back on today and saw he's still talking about me. We haven't been following each other on social media for almost 2 years as well. We haven't had any contact since a couple of weeks after our breakup when I had to ask for some of my things back. He FaceTimed me back in May when I was on a date with someone else. I ignored the call, but was so shocked to see his name on my phone. Wanted to ask him about it, but stayed strong and never did. I miss him when I think about the good times, but then all this stuff happens, and it makes me wish he was completely out of my life. She just wants to know what you think he's trying to do right now. He's talking about me on Twitter. Is he just recovering from heartbreak? And how can I stop letting this affect me, Maggie?
Well, why don't you block him? Can't you block somebody on Twitter?
Yeah.
And you'd never see
She
it.
Wants to know why he's doing this. Is he still hung up on her?
Well, yeah, obviously. He hasn't let it go. He's got, you know, he's a little bit off if he's still doing that at you with zero response, but he continues to do it. There's something off there.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be messing with that. So block it so you don't see it. I love that you don't respond to his FaceTimes. Don't ever respond to crazy.
No.
Don't ever respond
Never.
To crazy.
Eventually he'll stop.
You've got to let
Hopefully.
You've got to, and if it gets, you know, it sounds like it's not escalating beyond that.
Yeah.
But if it ever escalates beyond that, then you got to get help.
Yeah.
But that's not a normal person that keeps tweeting at you for 2 years. What'd she say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 years?
That's too much.
That's a long time.
That's nutty.
I'm not that persistent.
And you don't have to see that. You can block it.
Yeah.
You can block it. I'm telling you, it worked so well for me to just
Ignorance
unfollow and not look at anything. And after my breakup, my ex did some things, I think, to really kind of incite a reaction. And as much as at moments in heartbreak I wanted to, I never said anything because I knew I was done, you know? So even though you're hurting, you're still done.
Right.
You're moving on. I mean, he just recently, some friends told me, deleted all photos of me from his social media. It's been 2 years. Why are you just doing that now? We're
maybe
both I'm happy. Everything's good.
Maybe he's ready to move on now. Maybe that's
it.
That's not
that.
A
that's
sign
not,
of
everything.
Someone being okay, though. You know what I mean? That's a sign of someone being
Wait,
angry.
Did he have somebody tell you? Is that what he did when he deleted all the pictures? Like, hey, go tell Jenna that I deleted
no,
all the pictures.
No.
I haven't deleted one picture of my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I haven't deleted. I mean, it's years ago.
It goes down the feed or whatever.
Yeah.
It's harder
yeah,
to get
to. Yeah,
it's
too much work. I don't
but
do
But I haven't deleted one photo. It's, it doesn't mean I'm not over her. It's just not worth my time. I don't say she's not worth it, you know, but I don't want to go to the trouble to do it.
I mean, it's really easy for Al because he's got about 13 pictures on Instagram.
It would be easy. It's not like they're buried years ago.
Really simple for Big Al. He's just like, hey, why do it?
Right.
Yeah,
why
do that?
I got other stuff to do.
Yeah,
I'm busy.
Yeah, just happy, Al. You're happy, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, Al's
happy.
2019 is a good one.
I'm happy.
So
I'm
far,
happy.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Super happy. Look at you, all happy over there.
I'm happy.
Stop being so happy, Al.
It's National Pie Day.
It is National Pie Day.
Oh, that's right.
Go get your pie today. Get some pie.
My favorite dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss National Don't Do Anything Day?
Yes.
I missed it?
Yes.
I didn't do anything.
What were you doing?
Nothing. Yeah. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. And we do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. Our love expert will help you out just like that. Coming up next, we're going to bring in part-time Justin and triple dog dare him to do something.
Huh, okay.
You think he'll do it?
I don't know if he'll do it, Jenna. I
don't know if anyone in here will do it.
I personally wouldn't do it.
Really?
But given a triple dog dare, I might.
Fire!
That's a little hint right there for you. We'll reveal what that challenge is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Whatever Wednesday coming up this morning, Kid Nation. In fact, in about 20 minutes, you can call us, ask us whatever you want, bring all up right. whatever you want, talk about whatever you want. But it's whatever Wednesday.
You want.
Yeah. You might be wanting to talk about what's about to take place because we just brought in part-time Justin.
Hello. I just want to let everyone know y'all are good at keeping secrets in the office because I have no idea what to expect.
Everyone knows but you.
Yeah. And I couldn't have kept it. And I'm also excited because Ariana Grande's album is coming out February 8th. Ooh, that
so
track list. Oh, my gosh.
So, Justin, I told you we're going to triple dog dare you to do something.
Okay, yes.
And you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah, because that's hazing.
For the sake of...
That's right.
But it makes better...
That's for legal action with that.
Yeah, right.
But I know you... And I know that you are... When it comes to triple dog dares, you're one to take... You want to take us up on it.
I'm up for it.
I know
I
you
don't
are.
Mind doing
you know
silly
what? Because you're so fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're fun. You're adventurous.
And the glass is half full.
Do you have any feeling or idea
half
what this
full.
Might be?
What this?
Did we lose?
I don't
really think we lost your
we
mic.
We can't hear you.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
We lost your mic.
Okay. You can share with Jenna a little bit.
Hello.
There you go.
Okay. I'm really good at twerking. I'm really good at coming up with ideas and telling people to do them.
Okay.
And I make some really good chicken and salmon. So
good
I don't know.
Know.
With those skills, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, none of those are going to be required for this, Justin.
Oh, okay.
Still good facts to have.
Yeah, sure.
Because compliments of Jenna's boyfriend.
Over the Christmas break,
yes,
I was at his place, and he goes, "Hey, would you like this?" And I looked at it, and I was like, "I don't want to try this." And
was
he
it
said,
a Christmas present?
It was not a Christmas present. Oh. He said, "Maybe this would be good for the show. Maybe one of the guys at the show. This could be a fun challenge for someone."
Okay.
And I forgot about it, but then I cleaned out my purse and I found it.
Yeah, I found it.
It is the Carolina Reaper tortilla chip, the world's hottest chip.
The hottest chip
in
the
world. So
not only is it the world's hottest chip, it's now new and improved, even hotter.
Yeah, it's version 2.0.
This is what kind of pepper? Is that ghost
This is
pepper?
The Reaper.
The Reaper. Oh, my God.
Okay, so hold on. Before we open the container, it comes with a glove. You have to hold it with
glove?
A glove.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. This is spicy.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Touch your eye or anything afterwards?
You can't. It comes with a glove.
So this thing is in like a little bitty container.
It's in a little tin can. It's one chip wrapped in a thick layer of plastic, and it looks like it's covered in chili powder. That's really what it looks like.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a water cracker covered in chili powder.
Read the ingredients. I'm on
Whole
30 right now.
One. In this container.
Okay, there's a warning instead of an ingredient list. Because the ingredients are just ground corn, Carolina Reaper peppers, vegetable oil, vinegar, and salt. That's it.
All right, that's all not
right.
Bad.
Not that bad.
That sounds bad at all.
One chip is, I mean, it's not unhealthy for you at all.
No.
It says extremely hot, and purchaser assumes any liability for injury. Avoid contact with skin, eyes, and especially mouth.
Especially mouth?
That's where it goes.
You've been warned.
Let's eat this chip then.
Okay.
Corn is not Whole30 approved, but I'm willing to make an exception.
You're going to do it?
Okay, let's but I recommend
it.
Don't put the whole thing in your mouth.
I've been wanting to eat the whole chip. Why not?
Wait, you're going to try to go for the whole
We're
chip?
We're going for
Get
the whole
milk.
Chip.
Do we have some milk for him?
That's not Whole30 approved.
We do have some milk.
We're fine, Kevin.
Some creamer and some kids juice.
The maker of this said that to do it, they wore a respirator, a suit, goggles, and gloves.
Why is he wearing
protective equipment
something?
just to make it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm putting it in my body?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if they inhale that stuff, it could burn.
Yeah, please keep it away from Jenna.
I don't think you should eat the whole thing.
No,
I'll do the glove. Okay.
All right, go for it, Justin.
We could all take tongue licks if you want.
No, I'm not going to tongue lick anything.
No.
Does anyone have any scissors?
We do have some.
I got a knife.
We do triple dog dare Justin to eat the...
You cut it and I'll remove it from
the
packaging.
All right, we're cutting the chip open.
Justin,
smell?
I love you, and even though I think it would be funny, I don't think you should eat the whole thing. I don't want to smell it. I'm worried it's going to burn my eyes.
Snap off just a little piece.
Okay, it smells...
Like what?
Like Mexican candy.
Oh, good.
Like chili powder.
All right, that's good.
And it's round.
Justin is about to eat one.
This
chip.
Thing is coated.
No, no, no,
chip.
Don't touch it.
I touched it. I'm sorry.
Just wipe your eyes out.
Okay. Now, this thing is coated like the best Dorito from the Dorito in the Dorito bag. Like, this is coated. Justin's about to take a bite.
Okay, it's going to be hot, and I'm gonna hate. Okay, okay.
The whole thing.
No! Oh, God.
Justin took a bite of half of the chip. He is chewing it.
That's all right. Spicy.
So far, so good.
Yeah, it's all right.
How's it feeling now? You're
that's
swallowing.
Spicy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Justin, I love you.
Oh,
really?
Eat the rest.
No.
Wasn't that bad?
It's very spicy.
And
it's in my throat.
Yeah.
And one chip. Oh.
Fire!
Okay, I think it's after that time now that you got to give it.
Yeah, now it's getting in there?
Yeah, it's in this...
In the esophagus?
It's, I think I got it. You know? I think you could actually take half the other chip, JC.
No
good
way.
Good job.
Yeah. JC, you want
not a big deal.
No, I got to host the show, though.
Justin Hamill.
Anti-climactic.
Yeah, and I like really spiced salsa, and whenever I order wings, I get the hot buffalo. So...
Are you serious? Because I've seen videos of guys.
Is it starting to get you now?
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts. But it's something a man can deal with. Okay?
Everything I read says it's a very delayed reaction.
My eyes are swelling shut.
And my tongue kind of hurts.
Now, Justin, we have some milk right here for you, a creamer, or some Honest Kids. Don't put your hand on yours.
Your fingers,
but we're going to do a small spelling bee.
Uh-oh. To earn your milk,
I
Justin.
This is going
to
be easier, but...
I'll give you Kleenex.
Oh, my God.
There's a trash can. Justin, to earn your milk.
It hurts to spit.
Justin, don't touch your eyes.
Okay.
To earn your milk, Justin, all you have to do is spell jujitsu.
J.
Uh-huh.
E.
You're out. Sorry, no milk.
U. J.
Spell Reaper.
R-E-A-P-E-R.
All right, Justin, you may have some milk now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, she's crying. All right.
So it's a delayed reaction.
That's almond milk. Is that Whole 30 approved?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Poor Justin. Hey, yo, you took the challenge, though.
I love you.
I triple dog dare you to eat the half of this chip.
Come on, JC.
I can't.
Why?
That's a big cancel
the rest of
the show.
It said on air, if someone triple dog dared you would eat it.
Oh, you're right.
That's amazing that it's just so long.
Here, let me touch it. I am worried about you.
I'm going to eat half of the half. Why am I getting drug into the triple dog dare that I brought?
Eat a quarter.
Ooh, that smell, yo.
Just break off the tiny tip. The tiny tip.
Baby.
What?
Okay. He never touched it. Didn't touch his lips. But first, what do you feel?
It's already stinging my mouth.
Well, y'all are champs right now.
Oh, my God.
But I love how easy it is to convince you to do it since you're just...
It tastes like... You know that Mexican lollipop that's shaped like a mango?
Yes.
Like that, but intense. If I can make up a word, intenser.
Is it building? Is the heat building?
It took just in at least 90 seconds.
Well, it's getting,
my body's shaking.
Oh, God.
Oh, swallowing. I can't...
What?
Whoa.
The swallowing was hard.
Wait, are you... This is bad.
Okay, drink some milk.
Yo, my throat's closing up, bro.
Do we have insurance?
Are you going to die?
No, I'm not going to die. It's just,
you can drink it out of the carton.
He said just drink it out of the carton.
Oh, my.
No, really? Spell the word pterodactyl.
Shut up.
Spell the word pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
Oh, boy.
All right, y'all drink some stuff. I'm getting worried.
What if almond milk works the same as cow's milk?
It doesn't!
Yeah, you need cow's milk. Sugar. I heard sugar helps.
Here's a little creamer packet.
Where does it burn?
The tongue. The tongue.
Oh.
Get the trash can. Are you going to throw up?
Spitting.
No, my saliva is just blowing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
So
my saliva.
What do you guys think about the reefer chip?
Oh, my gosh.
My nose is
watering. No.
It hurts.
There's so much water in my mouth.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Everyone can do it. It just hurts.
No.
Al, I tripled up.
No.
Al, there's one quarter left. Who
y'all are,
who
y'all
all
are about this far
is.
Away from going to the hospital. You want me to do it, too?
No.
Somebody's got to be here to run the show.
Y'all, and you know what else you have to look forward to? It coming out the other side.
No. I'm shaking just a little bit.
I feel like if I gleeked right now, it'd be like
brave.
A
brave. You guys are so brave. I'm proud of you.
Justin's crying.
Oh, I got it in my eye.
Oh, you touched your eye.
Why'd you touch your eye?
No, because I'm crying.
Yo, we need water. Okay. No, not water.
No, water makes it worse.
For real, the milk.
Okay, Justin and JC have just
don't
eaten the world's hottest Reaper chip, or a portion of it.
Okay, that was really fun.
Don't touch down there when you go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to touch the boys.
You didn't touch it. Justin touched it.
I hate. What's the prize?
Oh, you should have asked that beforehand. There's no prize.
How can you solicit?
Give us a call.
You guys are awesome.
No, my booger factory's wide open right now.
Is it still just your tongue, or is it the esophagus and everything all the way down?
My nostrils are about to drip. Is it dripping yet?
No.
It's all on my beard.
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
Justin's slobbering.
Yeah, so it's
every orifice.
No, this is nuts.
Give us a call. It's whatever Wednesday, 800-543-3548.
Told you this would happen. 800-5-GEEK-IT. Are you glad you did it, though, for the experience?
I'm proud of y'all.
No,
that was
FOMO.
Fun.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch y'all suffer.
I can't stop my saliva glands.
You're crying. Spinning into a trash can.
Get some crackers or some bread.
I'll go get you some stuff.
Hey, a Belvita.
Have a Belvita breakfast biscuit.
I'm leaking over.
No, eat these. This will help. The Belvitas will help.
This is so cool, though.
Did you like that?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
The world's hottest chip.
I hope Kid Nation enjoyed that.
That was intense.
That was intense.
Here you go, JC.
Eat a Belvita. That was
I love watching you drink little creamer packets.
All right.
Whatever Wednesday, give us a call, 800-548-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I hope I'll be back next.
We'll talk about this or whatever else you want.
Yep.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Still recovering.
What's that out?
I'm struggling.
The Reaper chip, is that what it was called?
Yeah. I don't think we should say the name. I don't want anybody to go through that.
The Carolina Reaper chip.
There's a couple different varieties. This one is made by Prometheus Micro Farms, Carolina Reaper Tortilla Chip.
JC has our office trash can.
Blank you, Prometheus.
On top of the board next to him so that he can spit.
I got a couple Instagram messages of dudes going like, you're playing it up for the camera. No. There's nothing more. There's nothing that I would love more. Than to have been able to be a man about that. And just been like, nah, it's all good. It's just a chip. Right here is burning. Is that my diaphragm?
Yeah.
Your esophagus.
Yeah. My esophagus right here.
Gotta go through your digestive tract now.
Yeah, I think it's hitting the stomach right now.
Oh, boy, I don't want to be anywhere around.
Yeah, sorry about that bathroom later.
Yeah, I don't want to be anywhere around when it's time to go.
Snot rockets are on point right now. And my spit is just flowing.
All right.
If you're into trying the Reaper chip, I personally would not do that again. Justin's also hurting back there. We've tried yogurt. I tried almond milk. It's not working.
All right. Take time.
We are doing whatever Wednesday, though. Right. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can call us about whatever you want, but right now... there's only one thing I care about, and that's getting this hotness out of my mouth. And Nicole called in with a tip. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. All right, guys. So I used to work for Buffalo Wild Wings. In that chip is the oil from the pepper. That's why your mouth is salivating.
Uh-huh.
So if you take a whole sugar packet and pour it in your mouth and let it sit for a minute, and then spit the sugar packet out, do not swallow it, because that soaks up all the oils from whatever you just ate.
Oh, so just like a little sugar packet that I put in the coffee, that'll work?
Yes.
Justin, will you bring me one? And she stuff one in your face?
But spit it out.
Yeah.
Said.
Hey, Nicole, did you ever try... caught it.
Oh.
Nicole, did you ever try the hot wing challenge?
Yes. The blazing wing challenge, yes.
And were you hurting for a while?
No. It really takes it away pretty quickly after the whole sugar thing.
Okay. I'm going to try the sugar thing.
Sometimes you have to do two at a time. It just depends on how bad it is.
Does it matter that it's brown sugar instead of white sugar? He brought you the brown sugar.
Oh, no.
I've always used white sugar, so I really don't know.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Oh, you're Mexican. You can use a brown.
Yeah, I'm brown.
Yeah.
I'm fine that right now.
Calling. Thank you for the tip.
How long ago?
You're welcome, guys. Y'all have a good day. She hope you feel better.
She said for a while.
Oh, so you guys have to do it.
We'll do the next call.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, show. May I help you?
Not yet, buddy.
Oh, sorry. No. I can't see the name.
Yeah, you introduced this one.
Oh, this is the person that gave you the chip. Can you even talk?
Hola, friend.
How are you guys?
Oh, it's El Jefe Fabuloso.
¿Cómo estás? Yeah, don't say his name.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. How was it?
Not good.
Was a little straight, I'd send.
It was awful.
Where did you get that, by the way?
So, Julian, a guy that works for me, he bought it. He knows where he can get it, where to get it. And he wanted to give it to me. And I decided just to pass the joy alone.
Yeah.
So you've never tried it yourself?
No.
No.
How much are these chips? Like, how much is, if I want to buy one of these, are they expensive?
$7.
$7?
Around $7.
For one
seven,
chip?
$10.
This is the worst thing.
Look how much goes into making it. Yeah. Men are in hazmat suits.
Gotta have gloves and goggles.
Have you tried it?
No, he hasn't tried it.
He hasn't tried it. Sorry, I'm so in shock.
No.
Did you enjoy listening to them suffer? As much as
I have to say, sadly, I did enjoy and I laughed a lot.
Good.
I was in pain for you guys.
You know what? I'll take it for a laugh. I'll take it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Take one for the team.
And you know what? That sugar thing that Nicole told me about, it actually did help.
It did.
Quite a bit.
Good.
My tongue is definitely not feeling swollen anymore.
I'm proud of you.
I'm
proud of you too.
Gracias. I like to speak Spanish with Jenna's boyfriend, I don't know if you noticed.
Hey, Jenna's boyfriend, one quick question.
Oh, Al.
When is Jenna's birthday?
It's May 9th.
Oh, my
God. Well done, sir!
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
He is a tennis.
Oh, what a stud.
Yeah. He's the best. I'm telling you.
Good job.
Great.
Thank
you, Al.
Oh, stop it.
When's my birthday?
When's your birthday? You said you weren't having one this year.
But when is it?
Huh?
What day was I born?
He works with her forever.
April 13th.
Yeah, come on now.
Make it sure.
We all know each other's birthdays.
Time.
When's my birthday, boyfriend?
Well, I haven't gotten that data yet.
All right. Well, thanks for giving Jenna that chip. And we'll see you later, man.
See you at the Christmas party.
No, thank you guys for, that was awesome.
It was awesome for everyone
who's
not
welcome.
Involved.
Here to entertain you.
That was the first time he's been on the show, Jenna.
Yeah, it was.
But I thought
you'd like to talk to him. I mean, he did give us this chip, so.
He sure
mark
did.
It down.
Yeah, we're getting so many people that wrote in and said that they want to try it. You are crazy.
You're glutton for punishment.
From the text. Damn, Jenna's boyfriend sounds hot. I told you, the accent's
on
point.
The accent is on point.
Ooh! We're doing Whatever Wednesday right now. We talked about this earlier, how women like to write prisoners.
Yeah.
And they develop crushes on them.
We've been getting interesting text messages.
Yes,
some not happy.
One was extremely scary.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing? So you have a story regarding something like this. Where was it a family member of yours?
Yeah, my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Your mother-in-law. Okay, what she
worked. She worked at a prison in the kitchen and met a prisoner that was also on the kitchen detail.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up leaving my father-in-law, got fired from her job, and he got transferred to another prison because of their relationship.
Mm. What?
And just last year, they got married, and he's still in prison.
Oh.
She left her husband for a man in prison, got fired. Married the prisoner. He's still there, and she's still...
They can't even work together, yeah.
What is she doing now?
She bought a house, and she got a job closer to where he's in prison now.
Where was
waiting for him to get out.
Where was the wedding?
It was in the prison.
In prison?
Okay.
So he is getting out.
Is
she has that to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah, at some point, he was supposed to get out like a year and a half ago, but he keeps getting in trouble.
Well, yeah, because he was sleeping with a girl in the prison. That's against the rules. So that added to his time.
Yeah, I've watched Orange is the New Black. Yeah. That's definitely against the rules.
Wow. I'm really sorry about that.
And that's sad,
And, you know, in her mind, she's living this tragically beautiful love story. That's
so.
The way she's twisted it, you know.
That's sad.
Look at what I'm doing for love.
And what's the relationship like between your mother-in-law and your wife?
They're not too bad. It was pretty bad for a while, but my wife she's pretty amazing, so she's trying to understand her side of it.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, right. So interesting. John, thanks for sharing, man.
No problem. Thanks, guys. It was great to talk to you.
Have a wonderful day, sir.
Hey, don't try that Reaper chip.
Yeah, don't do that. Still, right here, man. Right here. Right where the esophagus is meeting. It's going into my stomach now. And now my stomach's doing the...
You just wait till it goes a little further south.
That's what everybody keeps writing. They said, be careful. I will be careful. from the text, random question. Hey, JC, if a show is in Spanish, do you still read the English subtitles?
Very good question.
Yeah, that's actually a good question. It depends on the Spanish accent. If it's a show from like South America and it's a little bit different, I will, just because some words sound different to me with their accent. But if it's a Mexican show, I don't. I'll just listen.
We've been watching stuff with English subtitles.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he can understand English, but yeah. But I don't know why. It's been said on the TV, and we've been watching it. I don't know if he put it on there, and I haven't wanted to say anything. I guess I could have asked him. I haven't wanted to say anything or change it, and now I find myself reading the English subtitles. It's kind of nice, because I can kind of go, like, eyes half open and just read it.
Yeah. Like, Narcos, I just watched it. I just watched the show, which is cool, because then you get to pay attention to stuff that you would miss because you're reading.
Right.
Reading. Hey, what's up, Michael?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday, man. I'm just over here recovering from the Reaper chip.
I've been there. I've done that. There's a challenge that's out here in DFW with Hanabi restaurants called the Godzilla Ramen.
The Godzilla Ramen Challenge?
Yes, by far the worst I've ever done. I've done the Hot Wings, 2 Million Scoville, Carolina Reaper, and this one... Yeah, and I had to tap out. I was ashamed.
Wow.
It was so bad.
Maybe we'll have Justin try that one next week.
Yeah, it's. I think it's because the liquid, you have to drink the soup, and then the liquid starts sloshing around in your stomach when you move around, and in 90 seconds, you're breaking out in just a full body sweat.
Yeah, because I'm feeling it going into my stomach now, and that's definitely another...
Maybe you just need to swallow a cup of sugar or something to soak all that in.
Whoa. Right.
Whatever you do, don't try to throw it back up, because if it comes up through your nose, you're going to regret it.
Oh, man, I was just thinking about that, too.
Yeah, no. Keep it down.
Michael, good advice, though, because I genuinely was thinking about maybe if I did that, but...
I might have some Tums. Solid point.
Yeah, I might need the Tums.
And then when it is time to go to the bathroom, pour a little sugar on
And you're so into the other side right now, dude.
Well, it's eventual.
I know. You know what? I am just glad I'm on this side, and I did not try. I did not partake.
Big Al made the right choice this time, because there was still a little bit left of the chip.
I made a career of doing what you just did,
man,
sir.
This is not good right now. Let's go to Steven. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good, sir. Awesome. You and your wife are about to do something for the first time.
Yeah, let me say it like that. we're going to be first-time home buyers and homeowners, so I'll call to see if y'all had any advice.
There you go.
First-time homeowners.
Congrats, man.
Thank y'all.
Well, if Kid Craddock were alive today, his advice would be don't do it.
No, but Kelly was talking about the other day, and I totally agree, because I've done this. I'm still decorating, and I've lived in my place. I just rent, but I've lived there over a year now, and I'm still decorating. Yeah. Don't try and decorate all at once.
Yeah, don't do it all at
once. Live in it. Yeah. Live in it and see what you feel like.
You don't need to furnish the entire house. Furnish your living room, where you're going to spend the most time.
Your bedroom.
Your bedroom, of course. And then little by little, knock it out.
Are you a handy person?
I like to think so. I usually just watch YouTube videos to learn how to do something if the need arises, and then figure out how to do it.
Well, take on little projects. This would be my advice. Take on little projects and try and do as much as you can by yourself. You know, because you get a lot of enjoyment and accomplishment out of...
My advice is to hire someone.
Yeah, hire somebody. Actually, you know, YouTube will teach you to do... I just wired surround sound in a room, and it was really cool.
Depends on the project.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't skimp on a...
It depends
don't
on the project.
Scrimp, I guess is the word. Skimp or scrimp, on the painting job.
Yeah.
You got to get good painters, because, man, it makes such a difference.
Go to Home Depot and just go.
That actually is what we've been talking about, was trying to paint ourselves and saving money, or just hiring painters, so that helps out.
Hire them, but get good ones. I mean, make sure you get recommendations from friends who have good experience, and don't just go by, you know, a lot of people get three estimates, the high, medium, and low, and they just go with the medium, which is what I did back in the day. No. Yeah,
sometimes you get what you pay for.
The high? Kelly knows a guy named Nacho that could help you out. When we find him, we'll let you know.
I don't know where Nacho is.
Buy a ladder. You'll always need a ladder.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're missing a ladder, he'll leave one at your house. You'll be all set. Well, good luck, man. Congratulations, Steven.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, y'all.
You too, buddy. That's a big deal, man.
It is.
Your house is such a big deal, and it feels so awesome when you get the keys. From the text, JC didn't even eat the whole chip. He broke a damn piece. Can't brag on that.
Oh, you...
I'm not bragging.
You can't brag on that.
Yeah, I'm not bragging. Because I was a wuss about it. Justin ate half of it. Justin's the one that gets all that.
Whatever. You guys did a great job.
From whatever, from the text, whatever Wednesday. Ask Jenna if she likes the new laundromat she's using.
It's the best laundromat I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every part of the laundromat's great. Yeah,
full service?
Yeah.
Folding.
Yeah.
It is. It's the best laundromat ever.
It's good times.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's actually closing down for a week.
Yeah, they got to renovate and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Directly.
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday.
How are y'all?
Doing awesome. What, you had something for Kelly, huh?
I do. I have a question.
What is
it? Okay.
Okay, me and my boyfriend have been together for about 5 months, but we were friends before for about a year. And he likes taking pictures with me, and he doesn't ever complain like some guys do. And he doesn't care that I put that on my social media, but he doesn't want to put it on his.
Interesting.
Does he post a lot? I know this is for Kelly. I'm just asking context clues.
Sometimes. I mean, he's not like an everyday person, but, you know, sometimes.
So have you asked him about it? What does he say?
He just says that he wants to wait for the 1 year mark because he thinks it's a good idea.
Okay.
Well, if he's not giving you any other indication, and if 1 year comes and goes and he's still weird about it, then I'd be worried.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think, JC?
Maybe he might have an ex-girlfriend that tends to ruin things for him, and he
just... That's a great perspective.
And he maybe just doesn't want that out there because he knows she will start messaging you and he really likes you. And, of course, there's people saying, oh, there might be another one. But I really think it might just be an ex-girlfriend that he just really wants to shield you from. And he wants to wait that year to make sure that you really do like him and love him.
And it means a lot to him to make that statement to the world.
Yeah, that's why I ask if he posts a lot. Because a guy that posts all the time not posting you is a problem.
Right.
But if he doesn't post very much and he's not that into social media, then it's totally
and he's
fine.
Cool. He's cool with taking pictures with you and you posting them. So I don't think he's hiding anything. I don't think.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I would let him, you know, keep going. He seems like a good dude, right? You seem happy with him. Just wait that year.
Yeah. Some people just like to live life and they don't have to take a picture of
it.
You know, they don't, even if they do take a picture, they don't have to post it. So.
But you show them off on yours. Yeah, you keep posting them pictures.
Okay.
All right. Let us know how that works out, though, Ashley. Let us know when that 1 year mark hits and if he posts a picture.
She's going to be breathing down his neck. It's been 1 year.
It's been 1 year, honey.
It's been 1 year.
It's been 1 year and a day.
That's going to be their 1 year anniversary gift is a picture.
Let's take a 1 year anniversary picture, honey.
Yeah.
And see what he does.
That could be it right there. Yeah, keep us posted, Ashley. We want to hear what happens. From the text. Why does Jenna's boyfriend have a better accent than you, JC?
A better one.
And a better beard.
Honestly, my accent, I got rid of it. And I've told you guys this story because I was getting bullied so bad in school because I had such a thick accent in like fourth and fifth grade that I started listening to TV shows and recording myself on my dad's cassette tape recorder. And I would just listen back to try to figure out how to get rid of the accent. It does come back with some words.
You've been here a lot longer.
Yeah, and I've been here a lot longer.
He's only been here 10 years and still is back in Mexico all
the
time.
I came here when I was 8, so I lost it, A, because of age, and B, because I worked to lose it. And honestly, I told you, I regretted losing it when I got to high school.
Right.
And I had Armando move to the school.
Oh, Armando.
And all the girls liked his accent. They're like, why don't you have a cool one like that?
I know that accent.
Oh, it's so good. My dad still has it, and I can see girls when he talks all light up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The video of part-time Justin and I trying the Carolina Reaper Chip Challenge. That should be up at KidNation.com sometime this morning.
Proud of my boys.
Thank you, Jenna. It's all over our social media as well.
Yes.
Because we were taking videos and stuff.
Oh, you have to. I have my last story on my Instagram. You're spinning in a trash can, and I panned Justin in his face. There is water coming out of every orifice.
Yep. I finally...
So funny.
Last break, my stomach was hurting so bad, and I realized I hadn't eaten anything. So I think that the chip was doing damage because it was the only thing
that
happened.
On an empty tank.
Yeah. It was partying by itself in there. So I ate some food, and now I'm all good. I feel normal again.
Okay, good.
Everything's back to normal.
Good.
So if you want to try the chip, now I'm for it. You should definitely do that.
Good.
Now, we were talking about earlier because we were intrigued by prison love.
Yeah.
The women that write prisoners and develop relationships with them.
I bet some men out there develop yeah. relationships with females.
Oh, yeah, of course. Al used to look at
womenofprison.com
or something.
I did.
But we talked to a gentleman earlier who said his mother-in-law got in a relationship with a guy in prison. She worked there. And left her husband and everything, and they're still married. Lost her job.
He's still in prison.
Still in
prison. Left her husband for the man in prison.
Yeah. Now, Kelsey, hello.
Hi.
You were one of these ladies that wrote a letter to a prisoner, right?
I was, yeah. So there's a website you can go to, and it's the pen pal website, basically. And so I went on. I ended up writing about four guys. They're all here in Texas. And long story short, I was not expecting to. And I ended up just falling completely head over heels for one of them. And we ended up dating for about 5 years. He actually got out about a year ago. And just, about 2 months after, 2 or 3 months after he got out, I ended up breaking up with him just because it was not a great relationship. But, okay. But yeah, so I'm one of those girls.
What was he in prison for? I'm sorry.
So he was in prison for murder. When he was 17, he was in a car with someone who shot someone else.
Okay.
Just kind of guilty by association. So yeah. He was in for 13 years.
In some states, if you are present at the time of a murder, you are clumped in with
you're
that.
An
that's
accomplice.
Why they. Yeah, that's why they say
backtrack.
Careful with who you hang out with.
I'd like to backtrack all the way to where were you at when you decided to sit down at your computer and write for different inmates? Like what? Where were you at in your personal life or what
in
was
my
going?
Life? I was in college and I was definitely, you know, it was an ego booster for sure. Having all, you know, four guys be like, oh, hey, you're so beautiful and all this stuff. And
yeah.
So I was in college until about a year ago, I was with this guy.
Wow. And you weren't writing them to find love at all. You just wanted to be nice.
Not. I ended up doing it because a friend of mine had written prisoners for, I think, a sociology class or mm-hmm. something like that. And so I was like, well, that sounds really cool. And so that's why I did it. And but no, I was not looking for a relationship or love or anything like that.
Why'd you break up? Did he, like, not do the dishes or something?
No, it was a relationship. It just was a toxic relationship for both of us. And we just fought all the time. And so I kind of held out until he got out. When he got out, you know, he was adjusting to life and stuff, and things weren't getting better, and so I just wasn't happy in the relationship, so I ended up leaving.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you wish him well,
yeah.
And you guys had an amicable separation.
How did your
yeah,
family feel
absolutely.
About it?
My family hated it.
Yeah.
My mom was so upset when I told her, and all my sisters, they didn't like him just because of the relationship that him and I had. Like I said, it was very toxic. And so they didn't like him from that point. They all were very surprised at first. They kind of got used to it. I mean, 5 years, that's a long time.
Are you dating anyone now?
I'm not. No, I'm single, so if y'all know anyone, send them my way.
Al?
Big Al Mack?
Nah, I'm good.
You seem like you have your hands full right now.
Yeah, Al's busy right now.
I'm good.
Yeah, Kelsey.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
I don't think she was offering, Al.
No, she wasn't.
I think that was Jenna offering for her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I knew you'd do the same for me.
Yeah, I'm good, honey. I'm good.
How do you fall in love, though, when you're writing letters? Is it the pictures that he was sending you?
No, you fall in love.
It was him himself. He, to this day, is the kind of person that can go, and he's just likable by everyone.
Okay.
He's one of those just very charismatic people, and he, you know, can make anybody fall in love with him, probably.
That's the whole point of love letters, JC. That's how you fall in love.
I love a letter.
And it's so crazy now that I meet people, and you don't get that anymore. For him, it was so old. It was, we wrote letters, and then we had phone conversations, and then we met. You know, it was very old-fashioned, and it's a great way to get to know someone, is to, you know, write letters and just do it old-fashioned like that.
This might be super personal, and you don't have to answer it, but I'm just curious, like, the psychology of this. Did you have any troubled intimate relationships when you were growing up to, like, lead you to this?
No, I really didn't. I mean, the only thing that I would say is that, you know, I grew up with a single mom. But other than that, no, I wasn't. Not really. I just was kind of curious and ended
just
up
happened.
Like this.
Yeah, I believe in your text, Kelsey, because that's how we found you. You wrote, and I'm totally normal. I just fell in love with a guy in prison.
Yeah.
I am. So, like, through this, I've met tons of people, you know, just through the whole system and everything. And there are a lot of people who, Jenna, like you said, you know, will go and have had trouble relationship in the past, and you know, guys in prison are usually the ones that are going to, you know, feed you all this, you know, positive stuff. And yeah. So I've met people like that, but no, I'm completely normal. I'm not one yeah. to go and seek out that every time, mm-hmm. you know, I'm lonely or anything like that.
And let me ask you this question. If he hadn't gotten out of prison, do you think you and him would still be in a relationship? Because it seems like when he got out, that's when the trouble started. Do you think that would still be happening?
No, the trouble had been for years, and I waited until he got out. No, I don't think I would have been able to hold on.
Okay.
Would you do it again? Would you date another prisoner?
No. I would do it again for him, just because he was very special in my life, but I would never do that again. It's a very, very hard. It's very straining.
I bet.
Wow. So interesting.
Well, you got a good story.
Kelsey, right? Thank you.
I did.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, because we've been talking about it all morning.
I'm so happy to get to talk to y'all. It's kind of funny that it's about this, but I've listened to y'all for so long. I love all of y'all.
Aw, thank you.
Love you too, Kelsey. Thank you for sharing.
Mm. It is nice when people feel comfortable enough with us to share things that are really personal or that they feel might be judged. Yeah.
Right? So interesting.
Nice.
All right, let's get a little...
It's time all for right. Tidbit News.
If you haven't seen this yet, you're going to be seeing it throughout the day, but a company just started selling used tissues. Did you see this?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
They say that it's going to help you prepare for the flu season.
Flu tissue.
So we're going to send you all these gross, yucky tissues, and you just rub your body on them so you can get sick, and you're ready for the flu.
It's supposed to build up your immune system. I don't know.
These boxes, by the way, are going for $80 a box. And doctors definitely came forward and said, no.
Yeah, no.
That's not going to help you out, so don't buy those.
Especially now, they say there's so many different strains of the flu that it's hard to even... It's hard with the vaccinations sometimes.
They're guessing. They're always guessing
which one it's going to be.
Yeah. And I didn't know that until a few years ago. They're just taking a guess at, to which one's going to be the prevalent strain that year.
And
they usually get it right.
Did we have we gotten our flu shots in the studio, Jenna?
No.
Kelly?
No.
Al?
No.
Me? No.
Aren't we a little past it now?
I don't know. They still tell me to go get flu shot. I think
we're still in.
We're in the clear.
We're still in the season, I believe.
Okay.
You want another one?
Yeah, Al. You got a tidbit news. This is what we give you the news, but just a little tidbit of it.
$1.7 million home could be yours for $25.
What?
And a compelling essay.
Shout out.
This is a house up. It's a beautiful house. It's up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And they're offering it for sale for $1.7 million, but they decided to go a different route. Write a letter on why you would like this house and send $25, and they're going to send it off to a separate company that's unbiased, and somebody's going to win this house for $25.
I'm going to write an essay.
Well, you have to also send in $25. So they're going to have a million. This is
they're
going to
have 68,000. They're going to cut it off at 68,000.
So they're getting the cost of the house.
Right.
With the 20. Okay.
68,000 memories.
Smart.
Memories. 68,000 letters. And then they'll pick one.
Wow. That is smart.
Writing an essay.
Who's going to read that many letters?
That's some guy.
Some company.
They're not. Someone's just going to randomly pull one.
Yeah, I think it's going to grab one, I guess.
Writing an essay, also how you can find love in prison as well.
What a great viral way to sell your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard this done before.
It's like putting a car or something that you can't sell on a football board, for example, or whatever. You know, trying to get X number of dollars and divide that by whatever. I was going to put one of my cars on a football board, and I just got lazy and didn't do it. But I was.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
What?
A football board.
A billboard?
No. The squares. You know what I'm talking about?
At the stadiums?
Like for sports betting, where you pick your square.
Oh.
Yeah, when you buy one for like $10 or $20 or $50 or $100, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, and then you just charge like $200 per square?
Right.
And you can make a money. Oh, that's pretty smart.
Football board.
Speaking of cars, Big Al Mac, a carjacker in Pittsburgh failed last week.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't realize the car was in park. He kept revving the engine, but when the car wouldn't move, he eventually gave up and he ran away.
He thought he'd try to jack a gun.
Yeah. Cops are now.
The car won't go, man. The car won't go.
The cops are trying to track him down.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.